Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, part one. The time to plan your winter ski vacation is now, especially if you're looking to buy an Epic or Icon ski pass. We welcome in Angie Rice, co-founder Boutique Travel Advisors, based in Scottsdale, Arizona. The website, travelbta.com. Angie, thank you for joining us today. And I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to the world of skiing. I didn't really start until 3 years ago. And the one thing I learned very quickly is that the entire skiing world, more or less, runs through the Epic or Icon Ski Pass network. And there is a right way and a wrong way to purchase both in such a way, Angie, that you actually get your money's worth, because you could find yourself overpaying for everything you want to do.
You have to be advantageous, right? And you also have to know how many days you're going to ski and where you're going to ski, because Icon has different mountain access versus Epic. So you really have to kind of reverse engineer this and plan where you want to go and then determine which pass applies.
And the other thing, and this is something when it comes to planning your ski vacation, I mean, it's one thing to get the pass and determine where you're going to go and how often you are going to use it, because the pass functions as both a lift ticket and a key to discounts on various amenities at the ski resort or at the ski mountain. But you also have to do some math about, do you want to rent your ski equipment when you get there? And if you have the pass, you can rent at a discounted price. Or do you want to go to a sporting goods store somewhere in the Chicago area and rent for the entire season? And if that's the case, you could be out of luck in October.
There are a lot of discounts associated with the Icon and the Epic Pass. And one of the biggest discounts is the ability to allow other people to book their ski passes under your pass. And I find, especially with children or friends that are going to ski with you, it's very advantageous for them to look at that as an option.
Now, I mentioned I'm a novice skier, so my skiing experience extends about as far as Wilmot in Wisconsin, just over the Illinois border near Fox Lake. But that's part of the Epic Pass system, and that is owned by Vail Resorts. And of course, the crown jewels of their network are the big ski runs in Colorado. And if you want to go out that way, assume you get the ski equipment ahead of time, or you're comfortable renting the ski equipment, what do you need to know about booking those Colorado or Utah ski vacations at the big resorts?
They do sell out, so you do have to make sure you plan ahead. And I also find that the type of accommodations, certainly as you get closer to your ski dates, becomes more scarce. So planning 6 to 9 months in advance is a necessity with ski, especially if you want to take advantage of more competitive rates and ensuring that the accommodation fits your party more appropriately, and then ski in, ski out, right? Everybody wants that ability to ski in, ski out. So make sure you have a good understanding of the access to the mountain. And separately, we also find that there's a lot of favorable resorts that may not have ski in, ski out, but they provide transportation. And that's a huge bonus. Getting to these ski resorts and having to park is sometimes a nightmare.
And then in general, you bring up a very good point, and that is if you're going to Colorado or going to Utah and you're flying into, say, Salt Lake City or Denver, outside of renting a car, how do you get from the airport to the resort?
Yeah, I mean, there are services, private transfer companies that will provide you the support. Big picture, I don't think you always need a car. When we ski Park City, for example, we take Ubers up the mountain and we avoid the necessity of a vehicle. Now, you do have to really plan ahead, because if you're traveling with ski equipment, you want to make sure that transfer company or you have confidence that an Uber is going to be able to accommodate your luggage. And certainly if you're traveling with ski equipment, you have to be mindful of that. There are some destinations, of course, where having a car is advantageous, especially if you're staying in a little bit more of a remote area and you want to be able to drive to restaurants and other attractions around ski and in addition to ski.
And then lastly, Angie, know your skill level too, because you could sink a lot of money on that really cool Utah or Colorado ski vacation, and then you get to the top of the Green Diamond Hill and say, "Woo! I didn't know I could do this."
If you've never skied before or you're skiing with a variety of people at different levels, I highly recommend a private lesson. And of course, there's group lessons available too. And even for somebody who's skied for the last 20 years, I continue to invest in ski lessons. And oftentimes you can get discounts on ski lessons through your resort and also through the passes. So keep that in mind. It makes for a better ski experience, and you will be able to navigate those mountains quite differently with a guide.
Angie Rice, co-founder of Boutique Travel Advisors based in Scottsdale, Arizona. The website, travelbta.com. And once again, ski advice from a radio show host who once fell off the chairlift.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.